We got to start it up. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. The Dubious Goals Committee. Oh. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get through this. Hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh boy, and I woke up sore today. What is my problem exactly? No one knows. I'm sore in my ribs and my lower back. Is this due to all the walking I did yesterday? It could be. And that's why I'm trying to take some pills right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to grab a couple of these acetaminophens, and we're going to take them. I woke up sore. I woke up feeling weird. I had a strange dream, and I felt all, I don't know. I woke up and I was laying there thinking, did it rain? But I'm looking outside, doesn't look like it rained. And my hand pressure seemed a little high, but now it's kind of back down. Oh, what an unusual day I'm having. An unusual morning. And it occurs to me that I need to walk around over here too. So, what did I do of any significance that I need to tell you about? I don't remember. Not only do I not remember, I don't want to do this. I've got a bunch of family stuff to do. This is the big family weekend, and so I need to prepare for that. And then the synth night is Monday, and I really don't have anything for that except for the thing that's already on the synth, which is not on that Gunga Bagan. And I'd really love to do that or redo that, but where am I going to find the time? I guess I could do it late at night. And why am I so sore? I can't figure it out. But I'm also trying to decide if we can go outside. Looking out in my backyard, it doesn't look windy. But then again, it never looks windy in my backyard, unless it's super windy. Because there's wind breaks and stuff. And the current temperature seems to be 25 degrees. Well, that's fairly reasonable, but what would we do? Where would we go? Why? Oh, I just don't have it today. I just don't have it. I'm a little bit too sore. I got too much stuff to do. And, oh God, I can't think of anything. So, yeah. So let's just walk down into the creek or see how far we can get. Oh no, it's kind of dry. Okay. We could be good. There's a little bit more breeze down here, though. It's breezy. But there's a lot of cars in the golf course parking lot. Many, many cars. Lots of people out on the golf course today. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it didn't rain overnight because we would see mud here. There is no mud. I think I just heard a golf ball come in. And there's a golf ball right over here. We need to check. What is it? What is it? Oh, it's just something white with a lot of magic marker scribbling on it. All right, and I see one or two white golf balls down here. Oh, getting down here is a little bit tricky. And although it's not muddy right now, there are signs of high water recently. All these sticks. There's an orange laying right over there. Okay, here's a white golf ball that is a Kirkland. No, it's a Titleist. It's garbage. But we got something kind of good right over here. Oh, look at this. And the creek has taken an interesting shape. Okay. Couple white golf balls down in there. What's that? Is that something special over there or is that just garbage? All right, we're picking up an orange golf ball. Oh, it's a Chaos. Nice. Chaos number one. Chaos, always really great colors. And the orange is nice and bright. And what do we got down here? There's a Titleist yellow down there. There's a red golf ball in the water. There's a yellow in the water. Don't care about the yellows. Can I get to this red golf ball? I did not... Oh, damn. Worst web face ever. And the spider was even still in the web. Spider's freaking out. And I'm trying to pull webs off my face. There's a couple of interesting golf balls down in there. I think it's one of those orange stripers and a red golf ball. Let's not focus on that right now. We can always... I think the... What I'm trying to think is, did I bring the golf ball retrieval tool with me? Yes, I think it's in the car. Or I should say, maybe I think it's in the car. I need to clear some of these webs because the curiosity is killing this cat and I need to get up here to see what these are. Yeah, orange striper, don't need it. Plain red ball, probably not worth the effort considering how many plain red balls I already own. As much as I love a red golf ball, we're gonna forego the effort. Just, you know, for safety's sake. It's not super hot, but I still have to be careful. All right, looking across the opposite bank. Oh, and that's the other thing that's bad. All the rains, wow, look how high the water must have gotten to lift that log above the culvert. That was the log I was using as a bridge. We can no longer cross the creek down there on the log jam because the log jam has kind of been cleared up. All right, I think I see an orange ball wedged in the bank over there. Not interested. Another white golf ball right here at my feet. There's one right up here on the bank. Not interested. All right, give me something good. Give me something decent. There's something in the mud across the creek here. And it looks like it's something. May just be a logo ball. It's more than halfway in the mud, so I can't tell if there's a pattern on it. And it's the patterns that we're looking for. Now I really need to get across the creek and check that out, but can't walk here. That's just super soft mud. You sink up to your ankles. Well, whatever that is, We're going to have to forget about it. Much to my disappointment. Ow, my ribs kind of hurt. Looks like another yellow ball in the water here. Another orange. Just sort of buried in the mud of the water. We're not getting in there. Okay. Keep on looking. All right, I'm down in the creek. We haven't been down here in forever. So happy to be in the creek, but I'm kind of owie and sore. All right, I'm using my eyes to scan up and down the banks of the creek. Maybe there's dudes to be found. Maybe there's some more golf balls to be found. Maybe there's some fungus to be found. Although all the fungus tends to be down there. But that's not preventing me from continuing to look. Hey, can we cross up here now? Alright, with the water level sort of being back to normal. And when I say normal, I don't mean normal for this year. I mean sort of normal average over 10 years. It looks like we could almost cross. A couple of white golf balls down here that aren't much of anything. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, look. Rock, hoppity hop, jump, boom, bam, saladooga. I think we're going for it because we haven't been over to the island this year at all. Okay, this is soft mud. We need to sort of slide down this bank, Sketch City, and land on these rocks. Oh, this is all mud. This is not solid. And I've already committed. So, down we go. Where are the damn rocks? Here's one rock. I'm using a stick to probe the mud, trying to find a place to stand. And we gotta make a decision fast. So we're gonna go. That's not gonna work, Tobe. There's a yellow callaway in the water right here. And I need to commit real soon. So, boom, boom, boom. Is this what I'm doing? We're gonna go, this is problematic. Okay, has to happen right now. And go. Okay, one foot is in a good spot. If I can lift my other foot, which is sinking in the mud, but is now good. Foot to this rock. And then we jump, right? Is this gonna shift on me? No. Is this one gonna shift on me? No. I'm stuck. No, I'm not. Go. Boom. Boom, boom. Okay. We're on the opposite bank. How are we gonna get back? I don't know. Okay, so check for golf balls. Is that a green? Or is that a yellow up there? Okay, I'm in the creek bed. I'm on the loam that leads up to the island here. And now, wow, some of this loam washed away and now we can't get up onto the island easily. So we're just gonna jump onto my knees and then push myself up. Boom, boom, poof, good, we're up. I got eaten by a bug. Okay, white golf ball. Wow, water level has been high because a lot of the sticks have been washed away. Okay, white golf ball. Is this a green or a yellow? That's a yellow. Stupid yellows that look like green. That's a Kirkland. It's always these damn Kirklands. The Kirkland yellow color always looks so great. You think it's going to be a green, but no, it's just a crappy, cheap yellow ball. All right, let's check these white balls. Nothing. Lots of webs. A lot of white golf balls. A lot of webs that are in my face. Oh, and look at this. Buried with only 10% of it showing. We have to dig this ball out of the ground. I'm using this stick. Got it to pop. It's a green and black striper. And here's that red old-fashioned practice ball that's been here for years. This ball, although it's covered in dirt, we gotta take it with us. It's the green and white brushstroke ball, the tailor-made brushstroke custom jobs. I only have one other of those greens, and I just recently, like last night, added it to the collection because I was trying to organize golf balls. Well, meaning I was trying to get all the golf balls that were in the kitchen somewhere else. So I was putting the balls in the collection. A lot of white golf balls down here. This white mojo has been sitting here forever. I'm the first person who's been here in a long time. White golf ball, white golf ball, white golf ball. Wait, what's this one? Nothing special. This one, nothing special. All right, you mean to tell me that all we're gonna get out of here with today is a freaking Chaos Orange? Don't get me wrong, Chaos Orange is a pretty good one to find, but we're in the zone. We're in the bug zone. A lot of white golf balls. It's just finding more. There's one, two, three. There's one down here. Really? There's one up there. Really? Come on, where's the good stuff? Where's the good stuff? Where's the treasure? Where's the something just came in. As I turn around, I can see where the leaves are falling off the tree where the ball through came in. It went whack-ack behind me. Well, we're gonna have to go back and look for it after we check this area. Of which I'm not seeing, I'm not finding anything over here. Ooh, look at that, a big branch fell off that old tree. We may not be able to traverse the area. Going that way is difficult. Going this way is difficult, but at least we can walk on the trees that'll fall. Oh, nope. Got really excited for a second. Because I thought I found a good custom. No, it's just one of these weird, strange, I have a whole bunch of these. Another weird tailor-made pattern. And in fact, I don't want to say I threw one of these away, but I gave one of these away the other day when we found that Chaos Green. I don't even want these. Why did I pick it up? Because I thought it was something good. It's not. Three more golf balls over here. All white nothings. Oh. Well, at least I'm down in the creek. But I'm starting to get hot. I'm starting to feel it. And I want to get out of here. What's the best way? And getting back is going to be a trick. All right, first of all, let's work our way through all this. How are we going to cross the creek? Oh, just went face first through another web. Use the stick, Tobe. Use the stick. Here's a ball. Is this the ball that just came in? Hold on, gotta pull the web off my face, in my eyes, in my hair, and my stubble, covered in web. I saw something orange down here. Was this a golf ball or is this a nothing? That's a nothing. All right, I'm overheating. We got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. You can hear golfers now.
I think I'm really shy when it comes to women
now. No comment. No comment. Learning all about this guy's love life. All right, so how are we getting back across the creek? Is this the guy that just knocked the golf ball in here? Probably.
Oh, I think I see my ball.
He thinks he's found it. Good luck. All right, so I gotta jump back into the creek onto the sand. No problem. Oh. Now, this is where it's going to get tricky. what's this? There's a very strange, like, light pink ball that's been down here forever. Don't know, don't care. All right, where can I stand? I'm probing. If I stand on this stick, okay, I think I can make it to this rock, which means I can step on that rock, but that's not... There's nowhere to stand there until I step onto that tree root. And then somehow I gotta force myself. Oh wait, we got that green brushstroke ball too. I only have one other of those, so we're having a good day. What am I thinking? We don't just have that orange, we've got the beautiful green brushstroke. Okay, I'm standing on a rock. Oh, we're good. In the middle of the creek. And this is where it gets weird. I now have to make a fairly long stride to a tree root. Oh, and there's a green. How did we miss that green? There's a green at the base of that tree. Now I have motivation to get across the creek. Big step, and we're going to step onto that root, right? Okay, standing in the water now. And go. Oh, I think I made it. I had to sacrifice the stick, though, to reach over here. And now we found a Callaway green. There's a lot of dirt on it. How did I miss that? There's a lot of dirt on it, but it's good. But right here, nice and clean. Don't know how I saw this one. We got a beak. We've got a Srixon number 4, Beakalore. Blue and yellow. It's a Ukraine ball. And yes, I do have enough of these, but they're so great, you gotta pick them up. All right, so we're kind of having a good golf ball day after all. Here in the waning minutes. Oh. Keep moving, Tobe. Stay cool, Tobe. You're about to overheat, Tobe. I'm good, I'm good. White golf ball up there. I could take these to the golf ball washer. They're very, very dirty. I think I might. Okay. Double checking, looking up the bank. Looking down the up and down the bank. And this is a good example of what I always say. When golf ball hunting or mushroom hunting, always, always take different angles. Always look in the same spot. From different angles. And look at this. This ball must have come in while we were down there because this wasn't here. Or maybe it was. It's got dry dirt on it. How did I not see this? Here's a red Nitro number 3. But Nitro colors are terrible. And this one is not pretty. There's a yellow ball buried here. I'm gonna try to scrape the dirt off on this tree. I'm a good monkey. I know where to find my improvised tools. So there, scrape some of the dirt off. That goes into the pocket. Weird reds are always fun. All right, I'm gonna take one look across the creek there. Oh, there is something over there. But we're not getting over there because there's no, there's a red or something in there. Couple of white golf balls that really need to be checked because they could be customs. They could be something, right? Trying to get a different angle. I can't see it from here. Blocked by a branch. Maybe come down here at dusk when nobody's playing golf and I'll just walk out onto the golf course and go for a stroll. Look for some golf balls. All right, we gotta start thinking about getting out of here. At least the route to climb out of here isn't as bad as it once was. With all the sticks being cleared away, you can actually get some footing, kind of, as he works his way up. It's very steep. Very steep. Windy up here. All right, I'm in that bun zone, but I don't see any buns. Oh, this is making my legs sore. All right, quick check around here. Any golf balls sitting around? I don't see any. This is where you find the weird ones. I mean, we have found blue golf balls here, right? That's happened twice. All right, I'm up. I'm out. I'm exhausted. Sort of. Ow. Did this make my back and ribs feel any better? Or does that make it worse? I don't know, about the same. No change. I'm just going with no change. Okay, so we got us some golf balls. They need to be washed. Oh. And do I want to try to do the whole golf ball washer thing? Or do I just want to go home? Somebody hit the warp button. Oh, beautiful. So now we can just walk right into my house, close the door. Oh, it's nice and cool. And the first thing we need to do is to take these golf balls up to the kitchen and get them into the golf ball washing zone, which is nice and tidy right now because I moved all those golf balls out last night. So now we have golf balls to add, new golf balls. Okay, let me just move these popsicle sticks and get the little plastic jug ready. Throw some soap in there. And what did we get? We got ourselves the red nitro, the green Callaway, the green brush stroke, the orange chaos, and one more, the yellow and blue Bicolor Srixon. Hot water and give it the squirt. Washing the golf balls. And we're going to leave those to soak while I tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Golf Ball Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm out of here. This is